This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch Jal Sanchay Jan Bhagidhari initiative at Surat in Gujarat today through video conferencing. The initiative aligns with the ongoing Jal Shakti Abhiyan, Catch the Rain campaign, reinforcing Mr. Modi's vision of collaborative water management to ensure long-term water security. The initiative seeks to mobilize citizens, local bodies, industries and stakeholders in Gujarat to implement rainwater harvesting structures. Under this program, approximately 24,800 rainwater harvesting structures across Gujarat are being constructed with community partnership. These recharge structures will be instrumental in enhancing rainwater harvesting and ensuring long-term water sustainability. The structures built under this initiative will play a pivotal role in rainwater harvesting, showcasing Gujarat's success in community-driven water conservation and encouraging corporate social responsibility CSR involvement. Union Minister for Ayush Pratap Rav Jadhav has announced that the national exit test next for Ayush will be effective from the 2021-2022 batch onwards. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Mr. Jadhav said that a decision was taken on the recommendation of the committee set up to review the concerns of students regarding this matter. He said that the committee recommended that the next would be applied to students enrolled in the 2021-22 academic session under the National Commission for Indian System of Medicine and the National Commission for Homeopathy Acts, removing any ambiguity in its implementation. The committee was headed by Professor Sanjeev Sharma, Vice Chancellor of the National Institute of Ayurveda, Jaipur, who reviewed the suggestions from students and submitted the recommendations to the ministry. The test is mandatory for licensing and enrollment in state or national registers after completing a one-year internship. Mr. Jadhav also announced a nationwide campaign, Desh Ka Prakriti Parikshan Abhiyan, focused on the health and well-being of all the citizens. The government has extended the deadline for submission of applications by selected meritorious students for the National Means Cum Merit Scholarship Scheme for 2024-25 till the 30th of this month. Union Education Ministry said that under the scheme, scholarships are awarded to meritorious students from economically weaker sections to prevent dropouts after class 8 and encourage them to complete their school education up to class 12. Bharatiya Janata Party has named 40 star campaigners for the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Prominent among them are Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, BJP President JP Nadda and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. The second phase of assembly elections in the Union Territory will be held on the 25th of this month. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that floods in Andhra Pradesh damaged crops in 1.8 lakh hectares, affected about 2 lakh farmers as per initial estimates. He said the crops have suffered a lot of damage, especially flowers and turmeric. Mr. Chauhan is on a two-day visit to Andhra Pradesh and Telangana to assess the flood situation. Agriculture Minister assured of all help to the two states from the central government after completing the assessment of damages. He said assessment process has begun and NDRF teams and Agriculture Department officials are evaluating the damages. In view of the heavy rains and floods in Andhra Pradesh and Telangana, Union Finance Ministry has directed public sector insurance companies to provide full support to people affected by the floods. In a social media post, the ministry said that the insurance companies have been instructed to ensure swift claim settlements by organizing special camps and easing claim processes. At Paris Paralympics 2024, Kapil Parmar clinched a bronze in Para Judo Men's J1 60kg event yesterday by beating Yelton de Oliveira of Brazil 10-0 via an upon. This is India's first ever Paralympic medal in judo. President Draupadi Murmu congratulated Kapil Parmar over his historic medal. In a social media page, President Murmu said, "Kapil has overcome many obstacles and has created history by becoming the first Indian to win a medal in judo event at Paralympics." And that is the end of this news bulletin.